Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Nick will be here a little later on. TNTRadioEmpire.com for the podcast. They'll be on time today because we were locked out. Well, hopefully Puss isn't locked out of his room late today.
There's no latch in the door.
No latch in the door.
There's no latch in the door whatsoever.
Took a day to realize that huge Fort Knox locks on radio station doors are not necessary. Like Todd mentioned before you got here, Craig, that airheads, the Lone Rangers aren't going to bust in here and make them play their tape.
Not a current day scenario. Airheads is just going to go to their studio. The Lone Rangers will just go make like a YouTube tape.
Todd and I visited our friend Fabricio, who was in radio in Cancun years ago, and there was a guy with a machine gun at the front door because it was Mexican radio.
Is it state-run?
We're going to Mexican. No, I think they were afraid. Remember, I asked them that.
That's right.
They were afraid of rebels taking over the airways. But it was like a rock station, and we showed up, and there's like a couple guys with machine guns. He had to come out and get us. That was kind of spooky.
It's a different...
Right. It's a whole different situation, right? This was 1994. I'm sure it hasn't changed, you know? But we don't have a guy. We should have a guy with a machine gun out there.
We will.
We were very afraid.
Eventually. We will.
Yeah. Hopefully he's on our side.
It'll come to that.
That's right. You might be just looking for us. You're right, Craig. I didn't think about that.
Oh, you're right. He can turn on
us. What's new?
I think Craig's worried that the guy with the machine gun won't be on staff.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know, even if he is, how do we know he's on our side?
That's a good point.
Like, we got to hire the guy.
Right.
Got to be a friend of ours.
It means you got to pay him, too.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Trying to think of all my
just
friends,
give Nick a machine gun. He could have a machine gun.
That's not. No.
He'll blow his head off walking in here.
Nick's probably got some friends with machine guns.
Yeah.
Or knows people. Who knows people?
Oh, a lot of people know those
people,
guys.
Right, true.
Can get a hold of those guys.
Yeah, we don't call us. We don't want you out there with a machine gun. Jesus.
Oh, I didn't see any, you know, the previous building we were in.
Yeah.
Had a little placard that said no guns were allowed.
Well, this is a huge office.
But that was inside.
Yeah, I don't see that.
This is a huge office building. I'm sure they don't allow guns.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Some guy works in this building said, hey, I thought something was different yesterday. Welcome to the neighborhood. He felt something in the air, I guess.
A disturbance in the force?
Apparently a disturbance in the force, right.
I thought maybe you just smelled something.
Yeah, it might have been that, too.
Yeah, that's a disturbance. An extremely rare first edition copy of the U.S. Constitution is going to go to auction.
Yeah.
Just one of 11 surviving copies.
All right.
They are expecting a bid of up to $20 million. They say this is rarer than the first printing of the Declaration of Independence.
Probably some of the most misquoted thing ever is the Constitution, right?
And the Bible.
It seems that way. Definitely in the Bible. That's right. Craig tells me about the Bible, right?
I don't know if it's misquoted, but it's certainly misinterpreted.
Right.
Same with the Constitution.
Right. Yep.
My right to no vaccines, four, by the way, in the Constitution.
No, it's
read
not.
It.
That's not a read it. Constitutional
read it.
Amendment.
Right.
Aw. Yeah. Going up for auction in November, if you want to throw your $20 million hat in the ring.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
And ESPN, they are going to be doing their NBA coverage. Boy, I'm not looking forward to that. announced Monday that Malika Andrews.
It feels like winter, you mean, when you hear that? Is that what you said?
Yeah. That, and I don't watch the NBA.
Yeah, you do much, right? Yeah.
I'll watch Malika Andrews will be hosting the brand new show NBA Today, taking over for Rachel Nichols and The Jump.
Yeah, Nichols made a mistake.
Yes, she did.
He hired her because she's a black girl. You just shut up. Shut up. That doesn't look good, no matter how good a broadcaster you are. You just don't do that,
Did you watch Bill Maher this weekend?
No, did you go? His new rule. I can't watch Maher anymore, except for new rules.
His new rule, or his rant at the end was about, and he dropped Rachel Nichols' name.
Right.
He was talking about people snitching.
Right.
You know, and how everybody thinks they have to be the, you know.
That's true. And people are snitching all the time.
And what Rachel Nichols said was meant to be a private conversation.
Yeah.
And does that not mean anything anymore?
It should.
Yeah,
it should.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't. Who snitched on her anyway?
I forget if she was like, it was.
Was it out loud in the cubicle?
No, I think she was talking to somebody. And
the stuff we say off the air is pretty brutal.
I think it was like audio from like a mic that happened to be. It was off. She was off the air, but she had her mic on.
She was actually talking to someone somewhere else. You know how you do.
Oh, yeah. I get it. Yeah.
And it was recorded.
Yeah, somebody caught it because she had a mic on, but was completely off the air, not meant to be recorded.
Don't you think in a building like that? I thought about this, not a racial component, but just the upwardly mobile broadcasters in that. There's backstabbing all over a place like that.
It's got to be ruthless.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody wants somebody's job in that place.
Oh,
why are they doing that? Why not? Come on, you imagine that? I mean, everybody on the air at ESPN wants somebody else's gig.
Absolutely.
And they're jealous of pay.
Yeah.
Because they hear about who's getting paid.
Oh, they know.
Yeah.
But I kind of agreed with Bill Maher.
I get that part. You know, the conversation's private. Yeah.
She didn't say it in a
Was it on a hot mic? Hot mic?
No, mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. But it wasn't. She didn't think. She wasn't on the air. She wasn't, you know, I don't know. Like I say, if she just had
I realize it's a private conversation, but also you just got to watch yourself.
Yeah.
You got to watch yourself. We're in the business.
But I mean, I think the point of his rant was like, where can you speak freely?
Right.
Well, you got to know who your friends are.
Right. That's it.
Well, he even brought up comedy clubs. You know.
Yeah.
You get in trouble for saying the wrong thing at a comedy club, and he said, "You look, pushing the envelope is a comic's job."
It is for sure.
But there's other ways to push the envelope.
Yeah.
Rather than going the race route.
Yeah, that was it.
Or misogyny.
Right. Especially when you're hosting an NBA show and you go the race route. Are you kidding me?
Well,
if I
remember correctly, for Rachel, she was saying, look, this is a job that she either had or wanted.
Right.
And she was actually complaining about ESPN.
Right.
Yeah.
Trying to fill a quota that they felt.
Right.
And that's a tough one. Yeah. Because she has a right to want a job.
Right. But don't say quota. Say I'm better than her. Just say I'm better than her.
She didn't say quota. She said that she made some comment about ESPN's poor history of diversity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make up for that.
Well, and then even if she's the victim of that, she's just the victim of that. You know, that sucks.
Don't use the word diversity. Right. That's what got her in trouble. Because you interpret that as she only got the job.
And on top of that, nobody's tuning in live NBA show for her. They were tuning in for all the experts on that show. Yeah, I mean, you got to drive the ratings. You have to drive the ratings. Rachel Nichols did not drive the ratings on NBA Live every afternoon.
If she did, she'd still have a job.
She'd still have a job, right. Is she not? She's still with ESPN somewhere?
I don't think so. They bounced her.
Well, is she still in the contract?
Or maybe they paid her out.
They are paying her.
I thought that I'd read she was on the way out in one way or another.
That's what I thought.
And I'm going to stop watching NBA Live because of that.
It's called the Jump.
No, they're rebranding the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm going to stop watching The Jump because of that.
It's not a thing.
Everyone is.
NBA Today is what you'll stop watching
either
now.
Either one, I didn't watch either one.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals. We'll be taking on the Wichita Wind Surge tonight in Game 1 of the AA Central Championship Series.
They are playoffs. You told me they weren't in playoffs this year in minor league ball.
Are they the big
they
Naturals?
They may not be in AAA. I'm not sure. Okay. There weren't at one point, and then they added some games.
Because didn't your team, the Storm Chasers, win the East, win their division?
It's still going on.
Okay.
They added another week or so at some point. So that's going on for another couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Naturals.
Yeah. They're
called the Naturals?
Yeah.
Well, because of the movie.
No, Arkansas is the natural state.
I know that.
Okay.
Well, I'm just telling you. That's why I'm telling you.
I thought it was
because you didn't know the land of opportunity.
Well, it's kind of a double entendre too. The natural, the movie. I would think that's a baseball.
Oh no, I thought it was a porn term.
It does say.
Big Naturals, and then the A team is the big fake boobs, the Arkansas.
Oh, I got
big
it. You're boobs. Thinking Naturals and boobs. I got it.
Yeah, I'm thinking boobs.
Why are they called the Natural State?
Because there's nothing else but. You know what God gave us, the Ozarks and whatnot.
Yeah, at least you got that.
Oh, there's all kinds.
Nebraska's the good life, whatever all that means.
You got hot springs there.
That's right.
The lakes and hills.
And you should go to hot springs since it was the absolute first
national park
in these great United States.
Yeah.
I do. It's on my list.
Well, go wind surge, kick some ass.
Best of five.
All right, I knew that.
First two ball games in Northwest Arkansas, Springdale, apparently. Right. And then going to Wichita.
Should make a guest appearance at a windstorm game, Craig.
Wind surge.
Whatever.
Wind surge.
Although the windstorm would be a good name.
The wind surge.
Yeah.
No, Craig does work for the Storm Chasers.
But he has no idea if there's even playoffs.
Yeah, so we can't.
He's not media, though.
Well, they weren't
right.
going to be.
Yeah, I know.
They weren't going to be.
Yeah, okay.
At least in AAA.
When does baseball end?
Usually like first week of November. If the World Series
No.
Seven.
I'm talking about when's the season end?
Oh, it's generally end of September.
It's got to be now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got to be coming up on it. End of the month, usually.
Jesus.
And you get that. There's that one game playoff first.
Yeah, there is. Right.
Does everybody have a one game playoff, or is that just for a tie situation?
No.
Both sides, AL and NL, have
there's a playoff game, play-in game.
Yeah, yeah. When they added an extra wild card team, that's what you got.
Right, a play-in game.
And who's good this year?
Who cares? Really, my team sucks.
Dodgers.
No one cares.
I'm just saying, we never talk baseball in here for a reason, because nobody cares, you know.
Well, I will once the playoffs start.
Well, yeah, once they play, but I don't know.
Yeah, but the
Dodgers are the best team, and the Giants are really good. And in the American League, somebody's good.
Dark horses?
Yeah, whatever.
Cardinals making a run.
Now, the Brewers are in first place in that division by far, but the Cardinals are a wild card team, probably right. The Reds are making a run, too. Phillies are making a run on their side, but they're as a wild card.
No idea.
Yeah.
I'll generally check out Game 6, Game 7 of the World Series. Yeah. That's about when my interest starts.
If it makes it that far.
Yeah, baseball, like...
It's a weird situation.
Like basketball. Yeah. We'll see who's in it and then see if I like anybody.
Yeah. Too long a season. I think it's starting to show.
How's it working in the NFL now? With 17 games.
I don't get it either.
Like, the Vikes have 8 home games this year. Do they get 9 next year?
Yeah. Yeah, it bounces back and forth.
See, they need to make that an even number.
How are you going
to
do it? 17.
Well, back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
So alternate.
I think you just want to say, let's designate 17 an even number.
I think he's advocating 18 now.
I know, you're advocating 18. Yeah.
That's what's coming next.
Well, they wanted 20 and get rid of play. It's going to be ridiculous.
I think it's like this first year, the AFC all has 9 home games.
That works, okay.
Next year, the NFC has 9 home games. You know, it just goes back and forth.
Just another game to lose for a lot of our teams. 17.
Many times, yes.
It appears the regular season ends on the 4th of October.
God.
No, the 3rd of October.
All right.
But give baseball this for their playoffs. They don't mess around.
No, they play right away.
They
every
get
day.
Right into it, and a series.
Unlike
can
the
take
NBA,
a week.
Right?
Yep.
You know, half of those teams will be gone a week after the playoffs start.
All right, what else is going on?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle.
Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Todd, looks like you stand a chance.
I hope so.
Alicia Silverstone.
Uh-oh.
I always like hearing
that. She can chew some food and spit in your mouth, man.
Is now on a dating app.
Uh-oh. Get on there, Todd. See if she swipes you.
I'm not on a dating app.
Well, for her, you would be.
And you're married.
She's going to have to find me.
Just for...
It's come to that.
Throw it out there.
She's got to find me.
Come find me. Yeah. Todd's a flight attendant on that commercial. Come find me. Whatever happened to that bitch?
I'm glad I don't know.
I know.
That was Courtney.
She went through 700 boyfriends and dumped them all. Come find me if you got a lot of money.
There's been no follow-up from, it's Courtney from Match.com.
Yep. I don't even see those commercials anymore, do you?
No.
AnyMatch.com.
That had to have been too annoying.
I know.
So Alicia Silverstone, now on a dating app, she is on Bumble.
Oh, that's
she says that being on Bumble.
She has to call you, Todd.
Right.
She has to call you.
That's what he said.
And you go to your wife, you go, yeah, it's Alicia Silverstone. I got to take this. Hang on. Then she'll say the same thing about whatever. It's Sam Elliott. I got to take this. Then she loves Sam Elliott.
She has to initiate the conversation. Right.
I think Todd's wife would just say, it's my lawyer. I've got to take this.
No, she likes Sam Elliott. It's Sam Elliott. I got to take this.
Yeah, she gets a pass for him.
Yep. And you get a pass for Alicia Silverstone, right?
I think so.
All right.
She does get the pass.
You better be
he
certain
might
on
get
that.
The pass.
You better be certain on that before you go for it.
Alicia Silverstone says she thinks the app is a great way to meet people.
She's not gonna get a hold of a regular dude. Hi, it's Alicia Silverstone. I'm looking for Jim. He's in the office. He's an accountant. That ain't gonna happen.
Oh, they might hook up, but it won't last.
No, she's gonna hook up with guys that she kind of
right.
She knows that are in the. Who knows?
We've talked to several actresses who hooked up with regular guys, and guess what? It doesn't last.
No.
They hook up with actors. Yep. They hook up with other people in the business.
Now, there are people that have been together a long time that are with people that aren't actors.
Right.
They're married.
But that's because they've been together for a long time.
Right, right.
Yeah, generally they were together before one person got famous.
Right.
Alicia said she's always been interested in dating apps since her divorce in 2018.
And radio guys.
And she says she's heard tons of beautiful stories about people who met online.
But she's going to meet people that are fans, and nobody wants to meet. She doesn't want to meet a fan. And people are going to know her work because who she is, you know?
Well, that's why she's
Todd's
on the Bumble.
Go, remember the time you were in Clueless? I liked you then. She's the one that chews up her food and spits in her kid's mouth, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can spit in my mouth anytime. Yeah.
That stuck to the tape?
Spit. Nature's lube.
I really liked you in The Crush.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's pretend I'm the teacher that lives in the apartment, and you come up and...
And you're 17.
And I bang you, too. Because I wouldn't turn you away if I was
she
a teacher in The Crush.
Been.
That'd be a good line. I wouldn't turn you away if I was a teacher in The Crush.
I think she was actually...
Carrie Always was stupid in that movie. That'd be a great line for
17.
Carrie Always was stupid. We should have banged you.
When she filmed that. I don't think she was very old.
Well, Clueless was first, right? Or the other way around?
No.
The other way around, you're right. It was the other way around.
The Crush was first.
Yeah, when was The Crush?
The Crush was...
These are all good ways to pick her up, by the way.
The Crush came out in 1993. She was born in 1976, so...
My brain is
fried. She would have been 16 when she filmed that.
Yeah, when she was filming it, she was... Yeah.
That's why Carrie Always turns her away.
Yeah.
But in real life, he goes, where are the cops at?
And in 1993.
That was your wheelhouse right there.
Nobody cared. In 1993, 16-year-old, that was my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Because I think I was a senior in 93.
I think you were.
Yeah, that was the same year the she started in on the Aerosmith video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right.
Trying, amazing, and crazy.
Yeah. How old is she in Clueless then? That was 99, wasn't it? Clueless?
Clueless was 95.
95,
so she was she was probably 18 when she filmed that.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, she was older. That's right. She was older in that movie.
Yeah, 19 when it came out.
Well, you bring up that, Todd. I liked you in Clueless.
Older at 18.
Oh, I did love her in Clueless.
I liked you in Clueless. That doesn't sound quite as creepy because she was 18.
I wouldn't even have to lie about that. Yeah. I liked that movie.
Well, you liked her in The Crush, too. We all did. In a Lolita sort of way.
Totally Lolita.
Right.
Way.
Yeah.
Wasn't even sort of.
No.
It was... It was full on.
Yeah, she's too young. Right,
that's exactly right. Lolita.
But that's a good opening
line.
By
the book definition.
If I was Carrie Elwes, I'd invite you into my garage apartment. See if that works for you. That won't work, don't you think?
Sounds right. It sounds right.
You think it'll work?
Well, good luck to her. You know, a lot of people meet a lot of people on Bumble.
Well, she has to contact them on Bumble.
Yeah.
That's how that works, right.
Well, that's how it worked for my son.
Right.
He has a fiance now.
And she contacted him.
They met on Bumble.
Good for her. Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she chose him.
Better for him.
Definitely.
And didn't your other son in Mexico meet her? That was online, right? They just met online.
That was in a Reddit game chat room.
Okay.
I don't know how you meet people on Reddit. I mean, I read the Reddit, but I don't talk to people on Reddit. Right.
That's generally the first step. Talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't do that.
Yeah, that's where you're going wrong.
I don't engage.
Do people get on those sites that are like should be on our time? They put their photo up and they say, hey, my dad knows you.
I'm sure
my grandpa's a friend, listens to the show. Whatever. Yeah. All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.